Today, the United States Supreme Court jumped in and has decided to consider an emergency appeal from Virginia, which now temporarily pauses a federal judge's ruling that ordered the state of Virginia to reinstate about 1,600 individuals who were flagged as self-proclaimed non-U.S. citizens to its voter rolls. This decision marks a win for Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin following Virginia's recent emergency appeal to the Supreme Court seeking to stop that lower court's mandate to add those 1,600 individuals back to the voting rolls. Now, Governor Youngkin said, quote, "We are pleased by the Supreme Court's order today." And he described that decision as, quote, "a victory for common sense and election fairness." He also expressed appreciation for Attorney General Jason Miaris' role in safeguarding U.S. citizen rights. If you think that American elections are actually for Americans only, then subscribe to Guns and Gadgets and welcome to this growing freedom family. I also want to thank the Sonoran Desert Institute for sponsoring today's video. With millions of new gun owners in the U.S., the time has never been better to learn how to be a gunsmith. Sonoran Desert Institute offers online firearms technology education with hands-on labs and materials shipped right to your door. Course topics range from armorer's courses to shooting sports management, ballistics, gunsmithing, even drone classes. Get your education and turn your passion for firearms into a successful career. Visit sdi.edu/gng to get started today. Now, this case centers on whether Virginia's process for removing voters violates the quiet period that's mandated by the National Voter Registration Act, or the NVRA. Now, that requires states to halt systematic voter roll maintenance within 90 days of the federal election. Virginia just so happened to do it on the 90th day, which caused the blue-haired freakazoids to melt down. Kamala Harris's Department of Justice then sued the state of Virginia over its removal process, claiming that the state's actions infringe on federal law. While Governor Youngkin argues the process is individualized, not systematic, and it's legally compliant. After the Supreme Court's decision, the Justice Department reaffirmed its stance, stating it initiated the lawsuit to protect every eligible citizen's voting rights and expressed disagreement with the United States Supreme Court's order. Well, that's hogwash. Virginia's maintenance program, which has been going on every year for the last 18 years, was launched in August, like I said, on the 90th day, and it matched the state's list of self-identified non-citizens, people who said, "I am not an American citizen. I am from another country." Well, how did they find that out? Well, they got that from the Department of Motor Vehicles information against these registered voters. So if people said, "I want a driver's license, I'm not an American," well, they cross-referenced those names on the voters' rolls and said, "Well, if you're not an American for a license, then you're not an American for a federal election either." Now, those who identified as non-citizens received notices that their voter registration could be canceled unless they provided proof of citizenship within 14 days. These 1,600 people didn't. Now, the Justice Department contends that these removals occurred too close to the November 5th election, violating the NVRA's quiet period, like I said. And a federal judge in Alexandria agreed, recently ordering, just a couple days ago, ordering Virginia to stop the removals and reinstate the 1,600 affected registrations. Kamala Harris's Department of Injustice also raised concerns that some eligible voters may have been mistakenly removed without adequate notice. In its Supreme Court petition, Virginia's Attorney General Jason Miaris argued that the NVRA does not cover self-identified non-citizens and asserted the state's DMV-led approach is individualized rather than systematic. Supporters of Virginia's position include 26 states, yes, 26 attorneys general from other American states filed an amicus brief with claiming the removals of these are individualized and that the Harris Justice Department's interpretation of the NVRA is overly broad, excluding non-citizens. And part of that amicus brief of those 26 other states, they said this, quote, the Constitution leaves decisions about voter qualifications to the people of Virginia. And the people of Virginia have decided that non-citizens are not permitted to vote. Yeah, that's in state elections, but it's actually illegal for a non-citizen to vote in a federal election. Except they don't want to remove those people from the federal voting rolls, or from the voting rolls for federal elections, rather. You smell it? I smell it. It's getting thick. Let me know what you think down below. You guys and gals are the judges on this. Supreme Court jumping in, good or bad? What do you think? Should states be able to remove self-proclaimed non-U.S. citizens from voting rolls? Or should we just let everybody and their mom and their cat, or anybody identifies as a voting person, could be maybe the dog identifies as a voter this month. We have to give a ballot to a dog. Might be funny now, but it's probably coming. Do you think everybody should vote? I don't. If you're not a U.S. citizen, piss off. But that's just me. Let me know what you think down below. Appreciate y'all. I'll bring you more information with because a few other states with some chicanery is going on here as people are starting the early voting process. And I'll bring it to you. Stay subscribed to stay in the know. I appreciate y'all. Take care.